You're listening to a Kitchen Counter Podcast Quick Fix. Give me 5 minutes or less, and I'll give you the tools that you can put to work right away in your home kitchen toolkit. Hey, everybody. Roger here. Hey, today I'm bringing you a quick fix that I just discovered myself recently. And I've said before on the show, in past episodes, if you've listened before, that I'm not a very good baker. It's just really not my strength. I like to cook. My wife is the baker of the family. So when it comes to things like cookies, if I'm looking for homemade cookies, I either have to rely on my wife to make them, the kindness of strangers or friends, or I have to buy cookies from the store. Because quite frankly, when I try to make cookies, they just don't turn out. So I was really, really excited to find out that you can make peanut butter cookies with nothing more than 3 ingredients. And this is a 3-ingredient recipe that's actually just a 3-ingredient recipe. Not like some recipes where they say, this is a 3-ingredient recipe. Oh, but you have salt and pepper and some spices and some other stuff that gets thrown in there. And it turns out to being like a 12-ingredient recipe. This is a legit 3-ingredient peanut butter cookie recipe. And just to tell you how simple this is, as soon as I discovered that I could do peanut butter cookies with 3 ingredients, within 10 minutes, I had a batch mixed up, ready to go in the oven. So these are really simple. I'm going to put a link to the recipe at kitchencounterpodcast.com/61. But trust me, they're so simple. What I tell you right here is all you need to know. So what are the 3 ingredients in the world's easiest peanut butter cookie recipe? Well, it couldn't get any more simple than this. It's 1 cup sugar, 1 cup peanut butter, and 1 egg. Those are your 3 ingredients. Now, of course, before you get started whipping everything together, you're going to want to preheat your oven to 350 degrees, and you're going to want to find a large baking sheet that you can put some parchment paper down on or a Silpat baking sheet. So while the oven is preheating to 350, simply add the peanut butter, granulated sugar, and the egg in a mixing bowl. Mix it up really good until it's nice and incorporated, and what will happen is you'll start to get sort of almost a doughy consistency, but it'll be a consistency that you can actually scoop up and put in your hands and roll into balls. So it's not going to be gloppy, it's not going to be sticky per se, it won't stick to your fingers, but you'll be able to roll into balls your peanut butter cookie mixture. And you're going to want to shoot for maybe, I don't know, 1 inch diameter for your balls, and then you put those down on your parchment paper and simply take a fork and press them down, you know, and make that cross hatch pattern that you find on cookies. Press them down, and these cookies will not expand as they bake. So whatever basic shape you have, size you have, that's how they're going to be when they come out. So you can cram all of these on to one baking sheet if they'll fit. So there you go. Simply roll out all your dough balls, press them down. When you're done there, pop them in the oven for about 12 to 14 minutes, depending on your oven. When they're done, simply take them out, let them cool on the sheet for a couple of minutes, and then transfer them to a plate or a cooling rack, and you're good to go. Now, what's really cool about these peanut butter cookies, besides the fact that they're ridiculously simple to make, and in fact, I bet most of you right now could walk into your kitchen and have all the ingredients that you need to make these cookies, is that if you have friends that are gluten intolerant or have celiac, these are gluten-free. So these are a really delicious, soft, chewy cookie that you can make for them as well. So there you go, the world's easiest peanut butter cookies. And I want to say thanks to Bare Feet in the Kitchen blog for turning me onto this recipe. Again, if you head over to kitchencounterpodcast.com/61, I'll have a link to the recipe in the show notes. Well, thank you so much once again for listening to this quick fix. I want to let you know that if you'd like to email me, you can do so at feedback@kitchencounterpodcast.com. Or, of course, you can find me on Twitter at TKC Podcast or Facebook at facebook.com/kitchencounterpodcast. Until next time, happy cooking.